Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Superman, the Christopher Reeve story, is profound. The documentary film tells the story of Christopher Reeve, who portrayed Superman in several feature movies. Reeve became paralyzed from the neck down in 1995 at age 42 after being thrown from a horse during an equestrian competition. He was in a wheelchair and was on a ventilator for most of the rest of his life. The movie's title is Super/Man. A reference to the iconic Christopher Reeve and his famous movie role. Ironically, Reeve's stardom and life reflected the duality of his role as Superman, Man of Steel, and Clark Kent, the bespectacled, nebbish reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. The documentary film recounts Christopher Reeve's rise to fame, his strained relationship with his poet-scholar father, family concerns and care, his relationship with his wife Dana, and his advocacy for disability rights. The contrast between Christopher Reeve, 6'4", with matinee idol good looks, and an all-around athlete who soared as an airplane pilot, and his being confined to a wheelchair couldn't be more devastating and heartbreaking. Christopher Reeve, winner of an Emmy Award, Grammy Award, and Screen Actors Guild Award, studied at Cornell University and the Juilliard School. He played the title character in Superman the Movie in 1978 and three sequels, Superman 2, 1980, Superman 3, 1983, and Superman 4, The Quest for Peace, 1987. After his injury, Christopher Reeve lobbied for spinal injury research, including human embryonic stem cell research, and for better insurance coverage for persons with disabilities. He established the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation and co-founded the Reeve Irvine Research Center. The documentary film is carefully and caringly constructed. It was directed by Ian Bonholt and Peter Edigui from a screenplay they co-wrote with Otto Bernheim. The documentary includes Superman movie scenes, Reeve family home movies, television news reports, archival footage of Robin Williams, Johnny Carson, John Houseman, Superman director Richard Donner, Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, former First Lady Hillary Clinton, Reeve's longtime companion Gay Exton, Reeve's wife Dana Reeve, and new interviews with Glenn Close, Jeff Daniels, Whoopi Goldberg, and Susan Sarandon. Also, Reeve's children, Matthew Reeve, Will Reeve, and Alexandra Reeve Givens. The movie includes recurring symbolic images of an Atlas or David statue-like Christopher Reeve floating amidst cosmic clouds, his body sometimes beset by clinging kryptonite, Superman's nemesis, from his home planet, Krypton. Christopher Reeve died in 2004 at age 52 from heart failure in a hospital near his home in Westchester County, New York. After the movie, I said to a middle-aged man who had seen the movie, quote, I think that Superman, the Christopher Reeve story, deserves an Oscar nomination for documentary feature film, unquote. The man replied, quote, I think it deserves to win, unquote. He's right. Don't miss Superman, the Christopher Reeve story. Superman, the Christopher Reeve story is MPAA rated PG-13 for some strong language and thematic elements. Opening October 4, Joker, Folie à Deux. Rated R. Todd Phillips directs Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga in the musical crime thriller. Arthur Fleck is in prison for his crimes as the Joker when he finds his true love. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.